Hey, Fire Warriors, happy Tuesday. I have my earbuds on and I think it's better volume for you, better quality, but don't get used to it because I feel like I'm in a bubble. I love to listen to the birds and the natural sound of the world until I start to get to noisy Los Angeles area. And that's when I start to bitch about that. So anyway, that's what I'm going to talk about. Today's a new day. I just did my two different bouts of cardio. Spinning first and then elliptical, and now I'm out on my jog walk coming up. Does it sound like I'm a cardio bunny? Well, I want to have a strong heart and I really need it for my training because I train that my heart takes over because the sets are longer than a few seconds. Not all the time, but most, because that is how I can override my weaknesses to keep on going. And I must say that I'm so happy and so thrilled to actually, for the first time in my life, have the mindset, the patience, the discipline to actually do what I always wanted to do, gain lean. I couldn't do it before to the way I wanted because I always justified eating more than I needed. And then I couldn't even allow myself to, well, I had to, that was not even in my question, that was not even in my mind, to one day be able to not count calories and trust myself. I mean, I didn't have that plan at all, my friends. I mean, 2 years ago, right before I changed my training style, I didn't think I was ever gonna want to take away my little bit of monitoring, as in just keeping track of calories. I was never a super dedicated macro slaver. But you bet I had all my days of complete organization of what I eat, how much I'm eating it, and writing follow-up and everything, and journals for years and decades, to really try to figure myself out. And most of what I had to figure out was just to stop fooling myself and grow up to really want to have that insight that I just didn't want. So I wanted to keep on playing games. So who was suffering? Me. And it was such a great adventure, such a great lesson. And oh, I loved all those cheat days and I hated the agony after, but ooh, you bet it shaped me, conditioned me, and it got me to where I am. So that's why I feel so successful and so confident and so happy, proud, coming from where I come from, knowing what people hold on to, how I know that most people, if not all, who are in the fitness world, pretty much are just stuck with this personal mind to have a body, but you're not even maintaining it. And if you do, you're not happy. So I just feel really super happy that I'm one of those who are not holding on to an image or hold on to what I think I need. That I'm just having the trust in my heart that I will find a better way. So simply by having to let go of things in my life has always been the way I get rewarded. So you bet. The resistance to let go of things, I'm pretty kind of slacked on that because it has always pushed me in the direction I want. So for instance, I have never wanted or loved work more than I do today. I have never worked harder than I do today. I've never had more things to manage every day than today. And I still say this is the best day, this is the best challenge, this is the best work ever. And that is how I keep it up, because I want to be better and better in my work for you and for myself. So yeah, I want a tough world. I want a tough life that I have to work on myself to be strong and not have an easy way. Because easy, imagine what a... If I had the unfortunate event that I had an endless income of wealth, so I could always invest in wealth, of say money, so I could always invest in everything, I wouldn't be doing what I want to do that is in my heart. I would be in another kind of held back by that, because that's how the world tends to be. That people around you are going to want you to focus on what isn't at all what you want or care about. It's just what you kind of need, but don't ever want to live for it. So just watch yourself. If you feel that you're stuck because you paid up, or that you're on this recurring payment and you're kind of convenient and comfortable, that can actually buy you up. And I refuse to do that. So I rather struggle and live and practice my fears, you know, and that way I win them. All right, now to training. Yesterday, I trained shoulders and back and chest and core. And did I say shoulders? And I felt so strong, and I was rolling the 45s now, which also shows that it's accumulating muscle mass and strength over time. So I started my new journey 1.5 years ago, and now I have spent enough time to work up to my stamina, so I have the strength and the work the body can allow me to train harder. So now I'm training with heavier loads. And you bet, it's like mind-blowing, because in my whole life of trying to do this, just like you, I have never done it optimally, because I have always chosen to either stay lean or to go for a cheat day, which is, I could not get away with that, of course. That's why I never felt I could be comfortable with my body, because I just lost my discipline needed to allow my body to gain. So now think about that. For 1.5 years, I have slowly over time accumulated about 5 pounds. That's a lot on my frame. That's like those 5 last pesky pounds, right? Well, I gained those. So that also makes me so proud as a coach and trainer and leader to all the women who are like me, who are just have been become very disciplined with nutrition. So you are just too good for yourself, which means, remember when I said in the past when I couldn't help eating too much and I gained more weight than I wanted? That helped me train hard. It helped me build muscle, because overeating is anabolic. It is stimulating. That is gives you energy. And even though you're angry, you're gonna train that anger out. And that just makes you strong muscled. So again, don't beat yourself up for your journey or that the way you are. I don't. I think it's a really good way to learn and to see through it and then come to higher levels. So my workout was just amazing yesterday. The whole day was just wonderful. I worked with my FD8 Strong program. I was riding all the workouts, one at a time, cardio and weight training, and 3-day split and 6-day split. And I got it done without completely ruining my eyes. So I'm limiting that to my work, to have these things that I just have to hold back with my eyes, my hands. Is there something else that's limiting? No. Well, so yesterday I almost finished the program that is book format. Now today I'm organizing my playlist for the workout videos. Now I'm not really sure if I should do it on, the albums in the group. They come in recent to latest or latest to recent. So I'm trying to get it done so it could be a flow like there is on Uscreen, because it's so nice. But we'll see. I'll do my best. And then after that, I have my VIP clients. And that is what I want to talk about a little. What has happened and what is what. I offer myself as a messenger VIP coach for you who are FD8 and for the men, because I don't have a challenge format for them. When you enroll there, I know you get my good lessons, so you have that foundation. Because this coaching is not based on me telling you everything I know, so you have it served for you only. That is not happening. That's why you have this podcast and why I host my challenges, so you can actually enjoy everything I'm about, what I do, without spending and too much money. And also, I wouldn't have time for it, because I'm not a one-on-one telling you the whole story. And that would not work anyway, because it's just a story. So again, know that, but you can have all the knowledge in the world and still not act on it. So that's why it's important to know what are you reading, what are you learning. So now it's this VIP coaching is then on Messenger. So that's when I sign in and check in on my clients. So there's shorter or brief check-in, which is essential, because you just fall off, you forget. You make plans and you motivate in the start, every defeat, refeat, but then after a few days, fall off again, because you're not in an environment where you are reminded. And if you fall off social media, you don't even have me around. So this is kind of the way that a lot of my clients are just kind of escaping the social media and just go to Messenger with me one-on-one. And I completely understand that, because the stress and the overwhelmingness can be on public posts and public forums. It's just not a warm feeling or a place to be. Always. Now, my clients, you sign up like this. You pay for a month. So if you want to be with me on DeFi to Reef, which starts with my VIPs every month, the first, regardless of challenges. Because every new month, I have to restart my clients on different goals. Some are needing to remember that you can't lean out what's not there, so don't stop building now. Then we have the people who forget that you can't lean out 50 pounds of fat in 1 week. You gotta be patient. So there, and then we have the men who just need form check, and then we have people from all over the world with different kind of needs. So it's not everyone has to be on a get lean, defi, refit, but a lot of people need confidence, motivation, and pretty much me raise you up again to give you that boost of trust and self-worth that you lost or never had. So since I know that the mind will stop everything, but it also enables everything, that is where I start. Pretty much I become the friend that you don't have, who cares about your happiness and fitness and health, not about everything you should do, be, or something. So it's kind of having that neutral friend. So when you're signing up, in order for me to have a good flow and know my clients and know my how many I have and who is enrolled, so I can do my best, because you're all part of this, who I come to and keep in management, to keep caring about a little bit more. When you sign up there for the April 1, for that ahead of time, you have me coaching for the month, Monday to Friday. And if you are now in March and you notice that you are not getting where you want to be, just sign up, start with me April 1. And the way you do it is just Venmo or PayPal me 150, and that is the flat fee. And when you do it via Messenger, or you ask me to request it via Messenger, it becomes so nice because it shows the date we sign up. That's the date that we can start, so you have a good record. But for all my clients, I keep this very relaxed relationship, that just know that you trust me and I trust you. That I know that you're paying up your dues and I show up, you know I don't run away. Because for me, this is just, I cannot help everyone without anyone investing in me, so I can do it. So this is a trade. You have me around, you show up by understanding that I too like to plan. So if you kind of want me to count on you like you count on me, it's just nice to kind of know, like, hey, I'm going to invest in this. I will want to be here. Because if you just come any time in my life and just know that I'm going to be there, you're going to notice that that's going to be not happening, that you're going to notice that you waited or you just forgot that I too have only one life and I'm not forever. So I'm limited edition. We all are. So the VIP, why do people want to have a messenger coach with me? Because everyone wants different kind of strategies and need different strategies. You want one book that works for everyone, but that is also very limiting. So in the program, how it works, the FDA Strong Challenge will have programs and meal plans. That is the collective program. That is like me when I bought a fitness magazine and I have to make the calls. It's like I have to create the program for myself and I have nobody who can kind of endorse it to say that this is good. And that is the authority that I provide for you, that you can actually know that I give you a program that is going to be progressive, productive, and not overwhelming, and to think about all the different blocks in an athlete without a sports routine. If you rather do it yourself, you're either going to end up with extreme, crazy programs that are just based on you being overwhelmed. That is the reason why those programs are set up like that. That you need to feel like you're beaten up to death, or you feel it's not worth it. Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. But that's what the consumers need, to feel that you're doing something good. To beat yourself up so you cannot go out of the gym. That's not how you build it up, that's for sure. So I really think about the program and what I'm doing and how. Now, the add-on tier here then that you VIP coach with me is that from that baseline, now you have more of individualization. Do you think that all my clients are all on the same regular DFID menu, or or muscle, lean muscle menu. Do you think that all people have the same breakfast, lunch, dinner idea? Let me then open up your mind so you can get a little scared about all the freedom that you don't know about, because you're scared of it. My VIP clients have me check form checks. They check with me on nutrition, as in some people don't want to eat the whole day and they want to eat at night. How do they do that? What do you do? Clients who have meal prep thing and they do it, but then they realize that they can't eat it up. How do you adjust them so you don't waste? Clients who have muscle gaining ambitions and they're in a group where everyone tries to lose 50 pounds. It's really hard to stay strong there and not follow the herd, because you always think by default you should always want to lean out. Like, no, you don't. There's a time where you have to realize that a little bit fat isn't bad. It's actually helpful. Like for me, it's good for me to see I'm not a deficit because I'm not getting leaner. May I have a look leaner one day than another? Yes, just like my runny nose. Right now I have my runny nose. And if this was last decade, like 10 years ago, I would be scared and angry and upset with my body for having a flabby look when I had a runny nose. I wouldn't in no way combine the two that I have, and my immune system is a little bit fighting. I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have that in my mind to give my body a chance. Nope, it had to be perfect every day, because I thought, well, I put up the work. If I put up the work, I should have the result. What is the problem? Like, that was my reality, my mind. Fair and square. Well, welcome to reality. It's really about the perception. How I see it and how I think I'm gonna win or not, and who is gonna end up suffering or not. So go with it, don't go against it. And if you wanna train resistance training like me, you have to want to give in and resist the resistance to it. And other clients do not know how to come back from an accidental snack, don't know what to do if your workout isn't working for you. How many times have you felt that you're just starting a program and then you have no clue how to revise it? Or things happen that you didn't see and now you're feeling like, oh, I don't know, it's action paralysis. Then we have clients who need special nutritional guidance, you know, allergies, sensitivities, intolerances. We have people who know that I'm into blood work and can, you know, have a lot of layman knowledge about athletes' blood work and how it works and what can it be affected. So you just enjoying that I have spent a lot of self-learning, because I had reasons for it. In order for me to succeed and have it my way, I had to find my way. So the VIP is very low cost. It's less than $20 a month to have me by your side. It's $150 divided by 20. That's too advanced math for me. That's like, $35 or so per week. So that's $7 a day to have me come and check in on you. So I don't know how long I can keep this option open. I'm testing it out. I like that it's lower, and I just reduce the amount of time I can put it in on each client. So I think it's a really good way of just having that option of a little bit extra and I can help you more. And I know that is what most people need, because you have all the books, you have all the programs, you still have the action paralysis. You don't know what to do with it. You still want me to guide you, lead you. And since you're one individual person, I tend to get to know you more. So when you have a program that I know it's not going to be optimal for you, what are you going to do then? Because I can't customize and pick up new things unless you're in my FD8, you enroll there. And if you're a client, you have one step up, higher priority, because you're investing more. So you naturally become higher priority. It's just the way it is. You enable me to keep on pushing and promoting and inspire you and having a community. So I appreciate all you who see that what I do is very low money worth value. Like, no, what I mean, what I do, it doesn't cost you a lot of money, but it gives you tons of worth of value if you can see it. Now, there's a weird thing about human minds that we don't see value in what isn't good. So my experience as in, I train on video, you follow, live with me, I train with you, me, my body will die, so will I. It's real life that you're spending with me when you're watching and training with me. You are truly living your life with me. So yeah, I'm letting that invitation stand up there for you who are dedicated, disciplined. It's never going to be a big crowd because most people want to be victims. Most people want to have all the ways to be what they want to be, but they don't have it in them to do it. So they don't. And most people are actually just too comfortable that you have a little too much of, yeah, you're not that desperate to get to where you want to be. That's why you keep on delaying and trying to show up, but then you tell yourself another story over and over. That's why my clients don't, because they realize that Pauline understands, and I understand, it's just another story. It's not going to do anything for me. Exactly. It just buys you time to repeat the same and not take ownership. So my VIP coach clients, I feel those are the ones, you are the ones who want to have a tougher upbringing, who want to have a little bit more because you're not getting anything out of it from yourself. And no matter what coach you have, they get too slack, or they don't show up, or they're too scared of you stopping to signing up, so they just don't tell you the truth. They tell you can compete or you have enough muscle, or that you're going to be lean too fast, or that you're going to be so happy on this meal plan forever. Whatever, it's just lies. And you want to believe them because it makes your life feel easy, simple. You know what is simple? Stop lying. Stop playing one game and then be angry that you're not following the rules. Give yourself a real chance. If you want to actually live fitness life, as in you want the fitness body, you want to feel strong, how about you actually live the lifestyle for a few months without expecting to have a body that looks it? That way you have no stress, no problem, because you're just going to practice what it takes to have that body. And then that body will come naturally because you are living a life, and you cannot become obese and out of shape if you're eating nutritiously and training. So it's just up to you, how real do you want to be? And to everyone who keeps on bashing people for not being real or not being friends or not showing up or flaking, well, how about yourself flaking in your life? Just goes back to yourself all the time. Of all the people you put expectations on what people should do, how they should be, what are you doing? Just compare one day to just see all the crying about people and then compare to yourself. If you can do that, you're going to notice that you have nothing to hate or feel disappointed with about people. And that is such a great insight because it takes away all this anger with people. So for me, I love working with people. And the way I can is because I choose to see that humans are humans. We're going to be like little kids. Understand that. Try to be better yourself. So if you want to be my client, try me out for 1 month. No strings attached. April 1 is the next one that starts, and that is where you pay up now for Venmo or PayPal, $150. That is on top of FDA admission. So that's the option you can have, and that way I can have you a little closer. And that is extremely cheap for what I do. So thank you so much for that, and today I'm focusing on my FDA Strong Challenge workout video playlist, and to add up a little bit more extra from the book about a cardio program for contest prep. Not that everyone is going to be a competitor, but it's very important that you see the volume we do. And I'm just going to do about the volume I did myself, because I know how I've trained, I know how I dieted. There were no drugs or cookies, special cookies, and that was before the time. So I really know what it takes to do, asking what they say naturally. So yeah, I don't know who does that nowadays. So I really want to show you that you might just feel that you're doing way too much than anyone else doing, but you don't know what I did or what was the norm back in the real days before social media, pretty much. So then tomorrow I'll be back to full mode coaching, a new form check session, which is part of my FDA Strong routine too. So let me just go over a little bit of the fun things that happen in the life of my FDA challenge. Form check videos, form check on form on training is a recurring theme. You need to know how to train. You cannot just study a book. Two, we have the Flex Fridays, where I teach you to stop saying, I know I have a long way to go, and stop instead just saying, I'm jacked, I'm strong, I love it. To stop excusing yourself for the work and dedication you're putting in and downplaying it. We have recipes, we have new training workout videos, we have workout today, cardio challenges and all that. We have the defeat to refeed, and that is just a focus on getting your shit together, my friends. Nutrition matters. Stop playing about how you, oh, I would do Ozempic, or like whatever, you talk about Ozempic, like that is gonna give you the body. It's not in any way. It's not gonna train your body, it's not gonna make you strong, and also here's the thing, it's not even gonna be worth it, because you don't need it. Number two is, why would you not want to eat? The whole world is ridiculous about this. Everyone is so tired of feeling fat and overweight that they don't want to eat. Until they realize, well, that's just what you want until you get hungry. So, from a pure preservation mode, I cannot and don't entertain the talks about the diet culture in, let's say, the big pharma. All this, all the medications, the appetite suppressors, the Ozempic, all that Ozempic stuff, all the things you think is gonna be it, and somehow if you are saying no or not eligible, you would have less good results. And you just realize you cannot get any of those results you're wanting with that. It's just another day fly. Trust me, it's not gonna last, because people realizing, do you want to live your life in Haiti having no fun, no joy, because what you love so much, food, and it's not a big obsession. Sex and food is life fuels, reproduction and energy. So yeah, we care. Why would you want to spend your whole life not having that joy because you think you need to on a medication you're gonna inject like you are diabetic? I can't wait till people just realize, how is that gonna work for your whole life in freedom? I'm traveling, gonna go on injection, you don't have diabetes, you're gonna be on the same kind of regimen as some. And I just feel it's all toxic and unhealthy. It's not about health. It's overriding. It's not taking responsibility. It's to not understand that you will never be happy with eating so little, because you can fit in some kind of sensible plan the world has told you is reasonable. No, that's why I don't like healthy eating marketing, because it always shows the small volumes. So of course, eat less and you're just going to be happy all of a sudden with that? Yeah. No wonder people buy it and it's not going to work. I could talk forever and then I have no voice. So I'm going to limit myself here to just say that the FDA Strong Challenge is coming up next. There's an early bird out there for $70 that ends March 31st. That is the anniversary of my coming to America, March 31st, 2006. Then you have all the way up to May 13 to invest in or to sign up. And on May 1st, I open up the group early. Me. So I can help all you who want to have everything sorted out right away. And I give that to you. So I'm there to help you pick out the right workout to get you out of this action paralysis that you always want to overthink and overstress. When I say this is the lifestyle, but again, everyone wants to work it like it's a race, which is why I have to work with you. There's a new date starting April 1. It's not April Fool's joke. And if you know that you would just keep on forgetting about it or starting over, you're not getting out of your own way. It's time to have a coach. This is where you have to know that, yeah, you want to be independent, you want to be a strong woman, but you're not, because you forget your dreams and goals every day or so. So you can either choose to be stubborn, and that's a very common, to kind of think that you should be able to do this, so you should, you know, you should just save money and do this, but hey, that's cheap and that's greed, and that's also how you are not using the money you have for something that is good for you. So do you want to be stubborn or greedy, or do you want to actually learn something and open up yourself? There's no way around it. In my coaching, I open up you to teach yourself about yourself, your self-relationship, and I work that hard because that is where it starts and ends. Many of my grown women clients are not separated from mom. So it's like you have the umbilical cord all your life and your mom is dictating all your moves. And how do you get out of that? Well, you have to have someone by your side who you can trust. So I become that confidant on the other side that you know is safe for you in life. So April 1, VIP coaching, Pauline Odin, PayPal or Venmo. And remember, I don't have time to explain. All I can do for you is too little cost. And you just have to trust me in what I do in my work to give me a chance to see. And I know what I do when I talk to people. So I really look forward to getting to know you who want to invest a little bit more, to know that I'm here offering my services with meal plans, workout, mindset, mobility, body care, self-confidence, self-relationship, everything that is part of fitness life and your life. I help you with that. So, today is the workout video playlist programming, and I'm gonna give you more than ever because I have too much love, and I also know that you need a lot of varieties of workouts. That's why I really want you to see all the work I put in here, that you kind of feel, since it's not a book, it's just video, and you can't save them to a DVD, you feel that it's not worth it. So let me ask you this. Would you say that going on a vacation, going to see new places, are not going to be worth it because you're not going to be able to take the place home or to keep it in a library? Exactly. You see, you forget. You want the results. You want the experience. You don't want an item that just gets dusty. So the whole hoarding mentality about workout collectors, it's kind of peculiar and interesting to see, because the people who have the most obsessive collecting, yeah, I'm gonna tell this to you guys, the ones who are really, really, oh, I have to have all the books, are usually not the ones who have the results. Because you forget that you just get motivated in the book and then don't wanna really work it. So that's why a lot of people can have tons of knowledge or information, knowing exactly what to do, but there's no way at all that you could ever tell. So don't be like that. Be an ego. You gotta want to, because if you always think you want an excuse to just be regular, and that is okay, that you want someone to sign off on that, I'm gonna say that right away. It's 100% okay. I'm not gonna fight for you to want more for yourself, because it's not gonna work. You're gonna think it's about me. This is about you. And if you want someone to tell you that you're good enough without trying to be your best, that's okay. I'm not gonna be the one, because I think it's a waste of your talent, your whole life. I think you're much, much more than you ever think. And I think it's such a sad story if you don't get to know it. So I just try my best to try to make you informed and aware of this, that I think you should be interested to start looking inwards to see who are you. Start date yourself a little bit, you know? Maybe you should see what 10 things don't I know about myself that I believe I do. You're gonna notice, just like me, that there's a lot of things you believe that you want to do that you don't. Like, look at me in my career or my journey. I showed up in high heels and dresses on dates because I wanted the men. It wasn't how I was happy, but I kind of liked to look sexy for the moment. I could keep it up and then get out of that. Take the photo. So pretty much just show up for other people to say you look amazing and have that kick, and then that's it. It didn't make me any happier, because I wasn't happy in that. I had agony. Didn't want to dress up. I hate that. It's not comfortable. So now I laugh at that, of being younger and still kind of play the game to have ace up my sleeve, you know? That if you want a man who's wired to love women who are like that, well, I will not gonna have him if I don't become a woman that he's turned on by, that he's conditioned to want, oh, this is a woman. So I have to meet those criteria. And since I love my man and I wanted to chase whatever I wanted and I'm gonna have him, well, I'm motivated. So now that is something that I have absolutely no interest in, because even if I wanted a partner, you bet I wouldn't act like that, because that would be me falsely leading them on to believe that I'm something that I'm not at all, that I somehow would have interest to go out on drinks and dinners, and that is what this life is. And if they're drawn to my look, they would think that is what she does. Now I'm stuck in a prison here because I fool someone into thinking this is how the life I live and I have to do it. Now I don't want to do it. So I learned a lot there. And later in my year, later in my life, I thought, if I'm just completely say this is what I want, can you give this? You know, like, this is what I want. What do you want? Can we make a deal? Well, I thought, foolish me, that people are honest when you say it like that. Until I realized that man or those men are also very motivated. They just say yes, yes, yes to everything, because they just want to be all that, just like you want to be so good for yourself and you're not. Lessons and learning and discoveries. So what I'm saying with all this is that you have to be willing to give up on what you knew about yourself or the way you were, and notice that you don't have to be like that. And you might not know that you just acted or behaved a way because it was what you conditioned to. Like, I know what a woman is supposed to look like, to have the best kind of marketing, the best kind of lovers, the best attraction, the best kind of status. Dress up, look pretty, have the hair done well, made up nice, look natural but perfect. Have two or three kids, have a great career, have a doctor, a lawyer as a husband, have a house and an extra cottage somewhere. Always make sure you show off when you are traveling around the world. And anything that is luxury, you want to pop up. That is how you do it if you want to be someone everyone admires and respects and think, oh, I want to be her. For me, that is the complete opposite. I would be dying to feel that I need to have all those roles and meet up all those expectations and live up to that. I would hate my life. That is why I do what I do solo. And my sister is in town, so we go for our walks and talked about my dad. He's just like me, a loner. He's an artist. He lives alone. He has a really good, not wife, but a woman. And all the women have always loved my dad. So he's had, you know, never a problem with finding women who love him for the way he is. And he's a crazy weirdo, as in emotionally completely never could, what to say, like a big kid, right? So anyway, the other day when we just FaceTimed, all of a sudden he didn't show up on the camera, but I told him I love you for everything and all the lessons. I will never remember, forget that. And I love you. So, and then he kind of plays the scene, right? Like, he doesn't understand what I say or talk about my can't look like this or can't look like that, because he doesn't know how to be honest or have feelings. So he gets uncomfortable, like, start to play a game. So again, that's what you need to know about people and parents, you know, that they're not flawless. They're humans just like us. And to let go of it, and also let go of your own expectations of what you wanted to be. To think that, what if there's a reason why you didn't end up to be all that you wanted to be. For me, it has only been the best. For everyone else in the world, I felt, was putting on assignments for me to be, or roles. I should be this, I should do that, I would be perfect for this. And all this is just people's ideas and concepts, and not at all about what I am. It takes so much of, it's like, people don't understand that you can be utmost happy working hard for people who are never going to understand completely, or will always naturally take it for granted, or to frustrate you, or keep on wasting, so-called, on time, because they don't have the insight, they don't know, they keep on pondering the same epiphanies that I already solved, but this is what I know, that I cannot make you have epiphanies that I've had just because I want to, just like you cannot understand me just because you want to. I cannot force you to learn before you do. And if you're not even willing to do it, I have just learned there's nothing I can do but to try to keep on inspiring you. I cannot try to teach you by force because you just rebel. It has to be out of love. It has to be like having a bird that has no cage, that is free. And that's how I want you to know with my coaching and my community. I want you enrolled in my challenges, not because I want to control you or that you have nothing else to do. I just unfortunately know that when you're not enrolled, you're not happy living a healthy life. You stop. And then you keep on self-neglecting until you've done enough. That's when you come back to me, if you do. And that's usually when you just have too long way to go to work it up and you get demotivated in the time. So that is why it's important to wake up that you think you're going to be motivated later to work for yourself hard. Don't take it for granted. Just like I don't take it for granted, I will have the motivation to lose 30 pounds of fat later. So I don't want to gain that weight back. I'm doing all I can to not want to forget about it. So how much are you putting into wanting to be your best versus I just want to pretend? And do you even know? So these are insights that my clients get. They learn why they keep on going in circles. They realize that what they think is only them is just everyone else, including me. That's what you need to know at times. Just see that you're making your whole reality about you being a victim and that you're the only one, and when it's the opposite. You're just one of everyone else. That's the thing you need to know. You're not that special. You just need to get over yourself of thinking it should be and just live now, learn now with an open mind day in, day out. And remember that today and tomorrow is all you have to think about, because today you focus on today's do that's going to make you happy tomorrow. And tomorrow you are working today to have a greater tomorrow. So that's all. How much more complicated do you want to make it? So get out of the overplanning that never becomes true anyway, because it's just a big fat waste of everyone's time.